The holiday season is officially here. According to Starbucks, beverages like peppermint mocha are back on the menu. And that's in addition to new offerings like the iced sugar cookie latte, which sounds impossibly sweet. But fortunately, we have Yahoo Finance's own Brooke DePalma here with the details and that new drink in this week's Brooke's Bites. And Brooke, so I got to ask you, what kind of flavors are coming back this fall and winter? There you go.
Jared, this year they're bringing back all of pretty much the holiday classic favorites. So right here, I have the peppermint mocha. They're also bringing back the caramel brulee, chestnut praline, and the toasted white chocolate mocha. Now, this peppermint mocha is in fact known to be sweet. Yep, tastes exactly how I remember it. Very sweet, very chocolatey. But Jared, I do want to note that this year, normally when they add a new menu item, it's one of those hot base latte. But we're seeing in the past quarterly results that just reported out last week and for Q4 fiscal quarter, that is for Starbucks, they saw 75% of total beverage sales as cold beverages. And for that reason, they brought this iced almond milk sugar cookie latte as consumers really flock to these cold beverage options, even despite the fact that it's getting closer to 20-degree weather. And so this, as you guys saw before, this has sugar cookie flavored syrup. This has Starbucks Bon Espresso, ice, almond milk, and also red and green sprinkles, which sadly fell to the bottom while we were waiting for this segment. But I just want to take a sip of this.
And we're going to find out exactly how sweet it is.
It's certainly sweet. It has almost a hint of gingerbread tasting.
The fact that it has almond milk. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Karina. No, the fact that it does have almond milk is actually quite unique. And I'm interested with that, Karina. I wonder how many consumers will actually flock to this option. We know that Starbucks gets so much foot traffic with these new, limited edition offerings. But the almond milk is really trending among Gen Z, trending among consumers. But this is the first non-dairy option that Starbucks has brought during the holidays.
I was just going to say that it makes it healthy, right? It's a healthy drink. How much does it cost?
This was actually $5.65 at my local Starbucks. So certainly up there, but I do think that it is, a sweet treat, and it's pretty much in line with other offerings that Starbucks has to offer. Now, Karina, if you want to talk about a little pricey for a small pop, I do have this new reindeer cake pop that they're offering during the holidays. Only you can see a creep right there. I guess I'll take a bite of it to see how it is.
Oh, she's going for the ear.
I'm going for the ear. So it is a vanilla. Jared, it's a really sweet ear. It's a bit very sugary, but I have to say it's pretty good. These are retail for quite expensive. I don't know the exact number right now, Karina, but I do have to say the design of it is pretty cute, even with the ear bitten off. And then we also have what they brought.
There's
back.
More?
So that reindeer is a new. There's more. They'll just keep coming out of the sides of my room. But this is the snowman sugar cookie. And this is also looks very sweet. Now, Karina, I do want to note, back in 2015, Starbucks did receive backlash for these holiday cups for not being as inclusive as they may have should been or as consumers wanted them to be. So this year, they did bring back four different designs. Wrapping paper, this looks like the ribbon one. So you can see right there, holiday lights and candy canes. So with, festive holiday affairs, with the ribbon wrapping, with the snowman, Starbucks here is certainly trying and looking to be more inclusive in hopes that 2015 backlash does not happen again. And so lots of sweets around me and a big effort by Starbucks to ring in the holidays for sure.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Brooke DePalma, fun as always. Thanks for bringing all that food that we don't get to smell or taste.